share of other broken up hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Final preparations are underway on the National Mall for today's March for Israel in Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. D.C.'s mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco. The president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News. Eight House Republicans voted with Democrats to not move forward on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
House Democrats and some Republicans preventing a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted it on border issues. Instead, Democrats asked to put the vote on hold and send the question to the Homeland Security Committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Students at the University of Idaho led a vigil last night, exactly 1 year after four students were fatally stabbed during a home invasion. Madison Whitney honored one of the victims, 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves.
On behalf of the women of Alpha Phi, I would like to thank our friends, family, community, and university staff for the love and support that we have received this past year.
Washington State University graduate student Brian Koberger is charged with murder and burglary. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
New country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black tie. 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink, or we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Standard Shades called Save Me the Trouble. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your Tuesday with us and Dirks. This would be gold.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock, two uniforms and her heart style, yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long.
Justin Moore there, a 98Q Country at 21 past 6, and a Tuesday awaits you in some mild weather. 38 is what we're waking up to here in the city of Park Falls. Very similar, I'm sure, in the surrounding parts, and we'll see temperatures today rise, temperatures to 55 today, with a little breezy this morning. Otherwise, another mild day with times of clouds and sun. Yesterday was wonderful. It was not as gusty breezy as what they had talked about. So 55 today, tomorrow 58 on Thursday. We'll cool off into the 40s for the weekend. November 13th, yesterday, I mowed part of my lawn. Well, life was good. I know some November 13ths, what they have provided as far as weather goes, and I was enjoying every minute of it, firing up the lawnmower on November the 13th. Let's find out what's happening. We give you twice an hour. We give you news and sports updates. Let's kick it off with an ABC look right here.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Final preparations are underway on the National Mall for today's March for Israel in Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. DC's mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco, the president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stagnant, you know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans.
You know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby, you're the only girl in my... It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down, can make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's the cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer. And the other half does too. Yeah, I kinda need to wash my truck. But hell, I kinda don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold.
It's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here. I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing. Cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. Stay.
should be here.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Barrett there in 98Q Country. 39 our wake up temp. How about a 60 degree temperature today? Well, you're not going to get that. How about 55? Close enough. 55 today, tomorrow, 58 on Thursday. Some mild stuff here for you before we delve into winter for 3 or 4 months. It'll be coming. It'll be coming. Just a little bit slow this year. And no rain, no precipitation at all either. The chances of rain, 10% or less, all the way through, Monday's 25%. It's just a dry stretch. It's just a dry stretch for us. So 55 today, a little bit of a south-southwest wind today. Today will probably be the breeziest day of the week. They're telling us we could see wind gusts over 30 at times and then calming down tomorrow, so the winds that were supposed to kind of pick up yesterday, and they were a little bit there yesterday, are really going to pick up here today. So right at the speed limit, or the posted speed limit, 55 is our forecasted high today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 42.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Q Country.
I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? There were struggles and we never knew it. I guess they had each other. That was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. Gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. No such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a broken heart.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Zelder's new song called Pretty Little Poison. I'm going to wrap today up in a big bold box and put a bow on it. And this is going to be your Christmas present right here today. It's going to be a little bit breezy, but still 55 for the high. 41. We added two degrees just in the last 10 minutes here. 41 degrees on our way to 55. Wind's going to be gusting a bit today, but still mild conditions in the mid upper 50s tomorrow and Thursday. If you like extended fall, summer-like weather, this is your year. I mean, this is it. Not too often we're in the mid upper 50s with no snow in mid November. It is going to cool off for the deer hunting opener this weekend a little bit. Temperature is still going to be up into the 40s, it looks like, for the first few days of the deer hunting season. Going to cool off by the time we get to the second weekend of the deer hunting season. Temperatures will not get above the freezing mark, it looks like. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Tuesday, the 14th of November, off and running. Focus on the Family is being brought to you today by Park Pharmacy.
Hey, Dad, don't let your teenage daughter fool you. She needs you. I know her attitude may not always reflect that, but it's true. She's caught in a whirlwind of hormones and emotional upheaval. Her self-worth is under attack, and her social world is topsy-turvy. On top of all that, she's physically growing, changing, and feeling awkward with you and with everybody else. Over the next few years, your daughter's attitude toward you will tempt you to disengage from her, to keep her at arm's length. Don't do it. She'll misinterpret your pulling away. She'll think you're rejecting her, and you don't want her around anymore. Instead of pulling back, lean in. Leaning into your daughter's world, even in ways that seem insignificant at the time, has an enormous impact. The research proves it. When dads engage with their girls, every measure of a healthy childhood improves. Depression, low self-esteem, early sex, and drug and alcohol use are all reduced. IQs and graduation rates from high school and college go up. So, Dad, take a deep breath and be encouraged. Your daughter isn't pulling away from you. She's temporarily leaning back as she sorts through the puzzle pieces of her life for answers. Connect with her, raise her with a moral compass, and empower her to become everything she can be. With time, she'll find her way through her confusion and eventually lean back into you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that's neon lights.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music. You'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your health care into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 42.
Now scanning the country music
playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Just to make you sigh. Only light is a flashing
line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling.